どうも、ジャパニーズポット101です。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Hi everyone, Jessie です。 Jessie here。
こんにちは、ともゆきです。
Welcome to Absolute Beginner Season 2, Lesson 14, Finding Your Friends in Japan. Thanks again for joining us for this series. Tomoyuki, could you remind us what we learned in the last lesson, Lesson 13?
Hi. In the last lesson, we learned how to ask where someone is and say where someone is.
That's right. And in this lesson, you'll use the same pattern to ask where something is. We'll be talking about inanimate objects instead of people.
Jessie, what's happening in the conversation?
In the conversation, Taylor is talking on the phone with Masato, who has just arrived at the airport to pick Taylor up.
Okay, let's listen to the conversation.
はい、マクドナルドです。
マクドナルドはどこにありますか？
マクドナルドは2階にあります。
2階？わかりました。すみません、エスカレーターはどこにありますか？
エスカレーター？あそこにあります。
Let's listen to the conversation again slowly.
はい、マクドナルドです。
マクドナルドはどこにありますか？
マクドナルドは2階。にあります。
2階。わかりました。すみません。エスカレーターはどこにありますか？
エスカレーター。あそこにあります。
Now, let's listen to it with the translation.
はい、マクドナルドです。
Yes, McDonald's.
マクドナルドはどこにありますか？
Where's McDonald's?
マクドナルドは2階にあります。
McDonald's is on the second floor.
2階？わかりました。
Second floor. Got it.
すみません、エスカレーターはどこにありますか？
Excuse me, where's the escalator?
エスカレーター？あそこにあります。
The escalator? It's over there. So, this conversation is a continuation of the one in the last lesson. Let's review what's going on just in case.
Masato arrived at the airport to pick up Taylor.
Yes, and he was late when he arrived, so he called Taylor on his cell phone.
Masato asked where Taylor was.
And Taylor said that he was at McDonald's with Chiemi and Sarah.
Masato doesn't seem to know where that is.
Right, he goes, McDonald's? And that's where this lesson's conversation starts. By the way, where did Taylor say the McDonald's was?
2階, on the second floor.
2階, so this means second floor. It's a number plus a counter for floors.
Yes, the number 2, 2, plus 階, the counter for floors.
When counting objects in Japanese, you can't say just the number by itself.You need a counter word to go with it.
Yes, Japanese has many counters.
Right. In this lesson, we'll just go over the one for floors. So, Tomoyuki, how would you say first floor?
1階. It's not 1階, so be careful.
And second floor?
2階, 2 plus 階.
Third floor?
3階, 3 plus 階. Or 3階, 3plus 階. You might hear both used.
Fourth floor?
4階 4 plus 階.
Fifth floor?
5階 5 plus 階.
And so on. For a more complete list, you can check out the lesson notes. Before we move on, let's review one more phrase we saw here.
And that is, わかりました。
わかりました。This means, okay, or got it. So if someone tells you something, To show that you understand, you can say, わかりました. In the dialogue, Taylor told Masato that McDonald's was on the second floor, and Masato said,
2階, わかりました.
Second floor. Got it. Okay, let's move on to the lesson focus.
わかりました.
In this lesson, you'll learn how to ask where something is. Now, this is going to be pretty easy after our previous lesson, right?
Yes, because the pattern is the same. We only need to change one word.
Our pattern before, which was for asking where someone is
A wa doko ni imasu ka?
A wa doko ni imasu ka? Now, this time we're going to ask about where inanimate objects are, things that aren't living. It also works for places. So we change the imasu to arimasu, and we get
A wa doko ni arimasu ka?
A wa doko ni arimasu ka? It's really helpful if you're looking for something. For example, a place like a convenience store, you could say
Konbini wa doko ni arimasu ka?
Konbini wa doko ni arimasu ka? Where's the convenience store?
Right.
Let's break it down.
Konbini.
Convenience store.
Wa doko ni?
Where?
Arimasu ka?
Is, with the question marker. Great, here's another one. What if you want to take the escalator but don't know where it is?
You can say, Escalator wa doko ni arimasu ka?
Escalator wa doko ni arimasu ka? Okay, that's not so bad, right? That's one of the examples we had in the dialogue, isn't it?
Right. He also asked another question. He said, McDonald's wa doko ni arimasu ka?
McDonald's wa doko ni arimasu ka? Where is McDonald's? Okay, good. So again, our pattern is A wa doko ni arimasu ka? Now, on to how to respond to this question.
Okay, the pattern for saying where something is A wa place ni arimasu.
A wa place ni arimasu.
A wa place ni arimasu.
And as usual, the first part, A wa, can be left out.
If the subject is obvious.
Right. So let's start by taking a look at the examples we had in the dialogue.
We had two examples.
The first one was
McDonald's wa 2階にあります.
McDonald's is on the second floor. Let's break it down.
McDonald's は2階
second floor
にあります.
Is. So one more time.
McDonald's は2階にあります.
Great. Masato then asks where the escalator is. Let's hear the question he asked first.
エスカレーターはどこにありますか?
Where's the escalator? And the answer was?
あそこにあります。
It's over there.
The full sentence would have been, エスカレーターはあそこにあります。
The escalator is over there.
Remember that, あそこ means over there.
Yes, this word is used a lot when talking about the location of something.
Right. Listeners, repeat after me. エスカレーターはあそこにあります。
Alright everyone, how's it going so far? Are you ready for a question and answer practice?
Okay, let's do it.
Alright, listeners, Tomoyuki is going to ask you where the escalator is. Please respond with, it's over there. Are you ready?
エスカレーターはどこにありますか?
Okay, Tomoyuki, what's the answer?
あそこにあります。It's over there.You could also add escalator and say escalator はあそこにあります。
Excellent! How did you do, everyone? Now are you ready to switch roles? Now you're the one looking for the escalator. What do you ask?
Did you get it?
The answer is
escalator はどこにありますか?
All right, great job, everyone. I think everyone must have it down by now, don't you think?
I hope so.
For more information, check out the lesson notes, and as always, leave us a comment if you have any questions.
We look forward to hearing from you.
All right, thanks for listening, and we'll see you all next time.
じゃあ、また。
はい、マクドナルドです。
マクドナルドはどこにありますか？
マクドナルドは2階にあります。
2階？わかりました。すみません、エスカレーターはどこにありますか？
エスカレーター？あそこにあります。